Okay, so the misconception of the day is that if I have a kli that did not yet undergo tefillah, I'm allowed to use it one time before I am tovela, one get out of tefillah free card. So that is not the case, okay? I'm sure a lot of us, many people were brushing up and learning a lot about tefillas kelim and kashering kelim before Pesach. I don't know if this specific case was relevant to the Pesach situation we were in, so I don't think that it would have come up. More like maybe someone gives you a shot glass Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, but you don't have a chance to be tovel. Oh, can I use it this one Shabbos, this one time, and I'll tovel it on Sunday? Or any I don't know, I went right to the shot glass. Any sort of glass gift, they bring over a gift that hasn't been toveled, metal tongs. There, keep it kosher. So is such a thing allowed? So the answer is no, that everything that's a real kli requires tefillah. The Rama and Simon Kuf Ches, sorry, Kuf Chof, Sif Ches, tongue twister. So the Rama says that even Bederech Harai, even for a person to use it in a temporary fashion, a kli in a temporary fashion would require tefillah. So where did this misconception come from? So I think many attribute this to a misunderstanding, a misapplication of a tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe gives us a very big kula, a very helpful tshuva, where he says that something which is a kli chad pa'ami, a disposable kli, does not require tefillah. So obviously like plastic cups, paper plates, those materials never require tefillah. But even an aluminum foil pan, which is aluminum, a form of metal, so that would require tefillah. But since it's disposable and it's not meant to last long term, it's not even considered to be a kli. Doesn't even register as a kli, and after all, we call it tevilas kelim. So it's not a kli, and therefore you can use it without requiring tevilah. Our Rav Willig, I'm sure others say, even if you use it for on multiple, you know, I'm going to use it two or three times, you reuse your aluminum foil pans, that doesn't change its status. It's still a disposable kli, so therefore it's not a kli, and therefore it would not require tevilah. So it could be some misunderstood this to mean that the same way a disposable, you know, a theoretical one-time usage type of kli does not require tefillah. So to a real kli, which I use one time, does not require tefillah. For the first time, it doesn't require tefillah, but that is not the case. I think I've been coming with some kulas recently. This is, I don't know, chumer or the din. That is not the case. Any real kli, metal, glass, which would require tefillah, would require it even before its first usage.